Illinois is still without a budget after the last legislative session ended last week. WNIJ's Katie Finland reports on what that means for link card recipients shopping at farmers markets.
There are about 450,000 SNAP beneficiaries within the WNIJ listening area, according to Illinois Human Services data. That's about a quarter of all recipients within the state. Now, more and more farmers markets in the area are starting to allow those residents to pay with their link cards. That includes DeKalb's Market, which is in its fifth year of accepting link.
Oh, yeah, we do take charge debit check if you need to, or we can weigh up a different bunch and see.
Amanda Srail is with Windy Acres Farm in Geneva, a vendor at the DeKalb Farmers Market. She says the farm only benefits from allowing customers to pay with their link cards.
If more people are able to, you know, afford delicious fresh picked produce and the link card's allowing it, it's wonderful and it allows them to enjoy and eat healthy as they should be.
Illinois Human Services officials say SNAP and link card funds are not in any way affected by the state's current financial situation. That's because SNAP and USDA grants for SNAP support at farmers markets are usually federally funded. Jessica Antonaki is with the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce. She runs the city's farmers market. Antonaki says there were about 200 link card sales in the DeKalb farmers market last year. She says link card usage within the farmers market is funded by federal grants, which pay for machinery costs to accommodate link cards and chip credit cards. That also applies to other farmers markets in the area, including those in Rockford.
I think it just makes sense for the community that we live in.
According to U.S. Census data, about 30% of DeKalb residents live in poverty based on income, and not non-cash benefits like food stamps. Sterling and Freeport's farmers markets currently do not accept link cards. The LaSalle market also does not, but there are a few vendors who accept SNAP benefits independently. Don Wenzel, who owns Donnie Appleseed Orchard in LaSalle, is one of them. Wenzel says one reason why he considered opening his stand to SNAP beneficiaries was from an encounter with a woman from a local program that benefits women, infants, and children. Wenzel says the young mother spent her entire allowance at his stand. When he offered to put her on the Orchard's punch card program, she said she appreciated it, but that it would probably be the last time she would be able to shop at the market.
It sparked an interest in me in that maybe if she was a part of the link program or the SNAP program, maybe she would have been able to come back to that market, you know, throughout the growing season and be able to feed her family some, you know, fresh produce and whatnot.
Some farmers markets in the area are able to accept link cards from third-party grant providers like Link Up Illinois. That includes one in McChesney Park as well as the markets in Rockford. Corey Chetman, who is with Link Up Illinois, says the program receives funds from the USDA and small foundations to provide grants to markets so more can accept link cards.
We work at giving access to vulnerable populations to great food found at farmers markets.
Chetman says Link Up Illinois is not reliant on state funds, meaning it also is not affected by the budget impasse. I'm Katie Finlan, WNIJ News.